Tavkuf Samach Be Sif Aleph. Kol Tainis Shelo Yishoka Olav Chama Kainis Shelo Yishlim Atzeis HaKochavim Dehainis Yirogim HaKochavim Beinunim Oyin Shalvonus Erachas Bekoyach Bekoyach Betoyer Al Oretz. Any fancy which you do not wait till halachic nightfall. This is when one can see three medium-sized stars, or the moon is shining with all its koyach. Ain't no tainus. It's not considered tainus. Not due to the chiyuv of tainus. And also, if you're not planning to fast that long, don't say aneinu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. V'imdaitu lechel koydum lechein, ain't no mispal aneinu. That's what the Machaber says. Miu, Ramo says, noigim mispal aneinu afishe ein mashlim atzeis koyachavim. Nik Ashkenaz is that even though one does not make a full tainus, he makes a partial tainus, which is not the full thing, he could still say arneinu. Now, he has to make lachatchila's tainus in the fashion that he's saying, I don't want to be mashing the tainus. Because if mistam tainus does mean till tesa kuchovim. We'll see later on if somebody by accident or for whatever reason ate in the middle of his tainus, does it say afterwards. Also, that which we say aneinu, when a person took on himself a partial fast, that's only if he was makabel on himself by mincha the day before. But if he started off eating and then he started to make a fast in the middle of the day, he doesn't say aneinu. Chayin das mixer avosei, this Ramos is based on various opinions. Okay, mashlimim v'chein yoyegim. Chazan would not say aneinu unless they made a full fast. And this thing that the Ramo says, one who's making a partial fast could say aneinu, that's talking about when he made a private fast and he's saying it in his Shema Tefillah, which anyway you could add to your Shema Tefillah.